Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Today's message, don't get distracted, stay determined. Don't get distracted, stay determined. You know, oftentimes we tend to get distracted really easily based upon what is going on around us, what is going on in our minds on a daily basis, because we try to fix everything and everybody, and we are not fixers. We are there only to support, only to become a guiding post, a guiding light for people. You cannot fix anybody, not even yourself. But you have to depend upon the God within you to heal you, to take you to the next level and the next destiny in your life, the destination in your life. But what I'm finding is that so many people, and hear me clearly, so many people are dependent upon you to fix everything that is concerning their lives. You have to put that back on them. You did not do the damage in their lives. It is not for you to fix anything in their lives. You can assist a person, but do not handicap a person to a point where they're dependent upon you for every single thing. What I'm also learning is, if God has not assigned me to a certain task in a person's life, I've stopped doing it. I've literally stopped doing it. And the reason I've stopped doing it is because you're not helping that person grow. You are enabling that person to stay in the same position in their lives. So sometimes you have to give people tough love. And tough love will actually allow you to grow. And tough love would also allow you to build the resilience that you need in your life. Tough love does not come in a position in your life to harm you. It comes in your life to help develop you. A person would never be developed truly if they continue to ignore the things that they know that they need to change. Let me give you a prime example. Had I set and believed every negative thing that a person said about me and what I wouldn't do and where I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and I wouldn't be in a position that I'm in now had I listened to them. But there's a God that works in the inside of a person's life that manifests on the outside of a person's life after God is done with certain works in their lives. Now, I'm not saying that I have arrived and made it and all of this, but I can say I'm not in the place that I was at one point. I am in a place, in a space in my life at this point where nothing and nobody can stop what God has started in me. And what has started in me is like a fire shut up in my bones, literally. It's like a fire. It is a desire that I get to the places that God has for me. It is a desire for me to get up every single morning and to thank God for that particular day. Thank God for my family. Thank God for the ability of me to get up and to continue to move forward and to be the catalyst that God has called to make things happen in my life and for those who are connected to me and around me. That's not just my household. My household is automatic. But it's also other people that are around me, people that I come in contact with. I am a blessing to become a blessing, but I am not here to be misused by anybody, period. I don't ask people for a lot of things. But if I ask for something, oh, I'm in need. You know why? Because as a leader, we figure things out. As a leader, we make things happen. Even when others are moving along their daily routines, nobody understands the leadership role that is being played by a leader behind closed doors and don't know what we go through. And so many people try to put themselves in the position of a leader and say, oh, that's easy to do. See, it's easy for you to do it for a few minutes, but when you have been called and ordained to do what a leader does, a leader is not always liked, and that's okay. I'm not here to be liked. I'm here on an assignment, and I'm loved by God, regardless. How a person feels about me is none of my business. How a person feels about you is none of your business. But just make sure that you didn't do anything to cause that person to feel that way. I can take accountability of the things that I've done, but I would not take a role of being incarcerated of a past and have a life sentence from it. I would not do that. And I would implore you also not to do that. Acknowledge where you went wrong, ask for forgiveness, and move forward. The problem is when you don't acknowledge, the problem is when you don't apologize, the problem is when you go by your day in and day out, and act as though that you have not done absolutely nothing. This is the way that I handle people like that. And I'm just being very transparent. This is what I do. I handle people like that. Like this, I do not pour anything else into them. I step off and continue to do what God called me to do. I do not hold any grudges. I forgive and move on, but you will still acknowledge. Hear me clearly. You will still acknowledge. Just because I forgive you does not mean that I have forgotten. I don't hold on to it as far as me not forgetting, but what I do is remind myself not to be put back in that position. I don't hold it over your head. I hold it in my memory so that I won't have to continue to repeat that cycle. In this life, there's so many things going on around us, but you got to stay on track. You got to stay focused. You got to stay determined. You got to stay determined. I'm determined to get everything that God has for me out of me into this world. When I leave this world at 106, I'm declaring and decreeing it now. When I leave this world, I want to make it a better place before I exit this place. Because when I re-enter this world after my death and a spiritual being, as a spiritual being, as a guardian angel, you're going to know that it's me. You will feel my presence. You will feel my spirit every single time. So if I die in the flesh, just know this here. That's the flesh. My spirit will continue to live on. And I live on through so many people, my family members, my friends, associates, people that I have touched their lives. Because I was always determined, and I'm going to continue to be determined and dependable, and I'm not going to be distracted. So in essence to this message today, whatever God has for you, it is for you. Stop playing. Let me say it like that. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. Stop playing. Some of y'all cheat yourself out of things because you keep going back to the things that's hurting you and that's hindering you, but you keep going back. That ain't nobody's fault, but who? Yours. So get up, stand firm, pray, focus, be determined, move forward, trust God through the process, even when you can't see him. Trust him. He'll always make a way for you. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed.